joining us once again for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Yep, not bad.
Okay, good news. Let's talk
Still trying to take over Barcelona's, taking Barcelona's magnificent revival.
It's unbelievable.
Against Paris Saint-Germain last night.
It was spectacular, wasn't it, last night?
Mm.
Let's start with Leeds United then, KB. And a good point against Fulham. Lots of people are saying that Fulham are probably the best footballing team in the Championship at the moment. So, looking back on it...
Yeah, well, I must say, Fulham is still is just coming into the forefront. A bit underestimated because they got to a bad start. But very quietly, slowly, no fuss, no bother, they've been steadily climbing up the league. So that, in fact, although it's obviously disappointing that they got a 90-odd minute equaliser, nevertheless, that draw kept them at bay and maintained the level between Leeds and Fulham. Of course, if Fulham want to get into the playoffs, they have two clubs to get ahead before they reach Leeds, but it's looking comfortable.
Yeah, QPR next for Leeds, KB.
They had a good away point.
Yeah, it was a very, very good away point. And also another packed house, it looks like, at Elland Road this weekend for QPR. The East End up is being opened up again. It's a good time.
Yeah, that's interesting. Again, that's interesting because QPR got off to a bad start.
Yeah.
But they're now starting, they're on quite a good run. So it could be a very good challenge indeed.
Moving on to other football, KB, and lots of talk about Arsene Wenger and Arsenal at the moment. This has been one of those stories that has just sort of run for probably the last 3 or 4 years on whether or not he's going to leave Arsenal. I think it's going to happen. Well, decisions are going to be made by himself before the end of the season. There's reports coming through that he's told the team he's off, that the club want him to stay. I think he's come out in his press conference this morning and said he hasn't talked to the team at all about his future. So it's all really up in the air. Probably leaving is probably the only option for Arsene Wenger, you would say.
Well, I don't know. It certainly seemed to have been a sort of slow disintegration. But what I'm surprised about is that the board haven't come out clearly. They should have killed this off one way or the other earlier. This is a replay of Chelsea when they kept Claudio Ranieri on for 6 months. They finished up describing himself as the dead man walking. I must say, Wenger is a person who earned my respect. When he first came, I didn't like him because he was always complaining, mumbling and grumbling. In fact, I had a rather rude nickname for him, very near Arsene Wenger. But over the years, over the seasons, he never criticises other managers. He never criticises other teams. He obviously sometimes complains about the result of a decision. Basically, he gets on with it. Very quiet. And he's come through it all. And I'm surprised that it's come to this. But they do say that one thing in politics has in common with football is your career always ends in failure. So that he doesn't deserve what he's been getting. And perhaps it is time for him to move on. But we shall see.
Yeah, we certainly shall, KB, probably by the end of the season. And across London to Chelsea and your old club, KB, they've been given the go-ahead now to build their £500 million stadium. The Mayor of London has approved the plans to build this new £500 million stadium on the site of its current home. 60,000-seat stadium, and apparently they're calling it the jewel in London sporting crown, KB.
That's what Mr. Khan called it. Well, the thing is, that where's the competition? Wembley, obviously, is a bigger stadium with very good facilities. But Wembley, as we know, is a terrible place to get to. Mm. And it's not really the site for the National Stadium. In fact, when I was in the FA, I actually thought the National Stadium should be in Manchester. But they made the decision to be London, be Wembley. So there you are. He's in a terrible location. Similarly, the what do they call it now? The National Stadium, the London Stadium, where West Ham played, dreadful. And it's cost nearly £1 billion. It's about wasting money. And it's not a very good stadium. All kinds of criticisms of it. And again, you can't get there easily. But Chelsea, of course, is in a magnificent location, Stamford Bridge. But the problem has always been access. That's why when I was chairman, we limited our access to our capacity. 41,500, it's the only number, that's the maximum number we can get onto the road in the calculated emergency exit time. Now what Abramovich has come up with is building a walkway direct to Fulham Broadway Station, which will take a lot of pressure off the Fulham Road, where people go direct to the Underground Station. When I was trying to build it, I wanted to build a walkway to West Brompton Station. And in the planning inquiry, the council, the inspector gave us all the approvals except that particular one was vital to improve the capacity. But it's a very ambitious stadium. It's on 11, 12 acres of land. But it's surrounded by, on the north side you've got underground line, on the east side you've got network rail line, and on the west side you have the Oswald Stoll Memorial residential estate, which was built by Sir Oswald Stoll, a philanthropist, for the survivors of the Boer War. That's how old it is. But it has very ingenious plans, and certainly if the design, if it's completed as planned, as designed, it will be one of the outstanding stadiums in Europe, I would have thought, but had lots of logistical problems. The Fulham Road and the King's Road are very congested, and as we all know, building works, the heavy lorries, cranes, etc., will add to that congestion. It's estimated it'll take 3 to 4 years to build. Meanwhile, they are going to go, Chelsea are going to go play at Wembley, which is the only alternative site, which will put strains on their supporters. But if the ends justify the means, there's no doubt it'll be a magnificent stadium. In a way, short of a stadium, I was planning for Leeds, and which we sort of started with improving the South Stand with the Billy's Barney Exec Club behind the goal, and of course the magnificent East Stand. And because we've got more car parking and better access, let's hope the new current half owner and ultimate no doubt new owner, Italian gentleman based in Singapore, will complete. We've got all the plans made for a new West Stand. It was rather nice actually, but it could go, and that could be the Chelsea of the North, or Stamford Bridge of the North. But it's a much better scheme than Manchester United or Manchester City. So great, it's great that England is going to have another great stadium. Of course, Tottenham Hotspur are busy with theirs as well. But it could be that Leeds United, living in the third biggest city in the country, number one London, number two Birmingham, number three Leeds, number four Manchester, be nice to see that stadium completed, worthy of the unofficial capital of Yorkshire.
Yes, it certainly would be. KB, anything else you wanted to add this week?
Well, I'm still digesting the budget. And I'm still digesting. I've been reading the reaction while I'm waiting for you to call. And the interesting thing, the song is almost unanimous. how disgraceful to put up taxes, how disgraceful to reduce allowances, and how disgraceful you to spend more money on benefits, schools, National Health Service, care homes and the elderly. Where do these people think the money comes from? One comment I will make, talking about education, they're talking about bringing back grammar schools as a vanity project. It's absolutely rubbish. I was brought up, when I was educated, I went local state school, infants, local state school, junior. Then you took your 11 plus. And after that, you were streamed. Some people went to a grammar school. Those more with a more mechanical bent went to a technical college. Those who weren't as good as the guys that went to grammar school went to a secondary modern school. And the rest went to a senior school. And there was an argument. The fact of the matter is, streaming is good. If kids who aren't as good as the best ones, well, they just pull back the best ones. But more importantly, the poorer ones get inhibited by the fact that they're not as good as the better ones. And that's life. So surely it's better to prepare people for life according to their ability, limitations and extensions, because that's what the real life's like, and we should prepare kids for the real world. The only other point that horrified me reading this week, another government proposal, is the same more, because when you go to university you have a three-year course. They're saying, well, the first year is a waste of time because students find their feet in socialising, popularising, alcoholising and generally messing about, and only the last 2 years count. So this is a proposal, we'll cut it to 2 years, save money and cut out the drinking. Revolutionary? I don't think so. I think it's common sense to me. They also reduced the student loans because the kids wouldn't have to borrow for 3 years. The first year would suggest a gap year. It means they won't have so many burdens when they go out to start work. And the other thing is we're doing is cutting down some of the nonsensical studies you can take. What is, for example, political science? I don't know either. So what kind of job you get. So you, so a graduate applies for a job, with a qualification, yes, I've got a B3 or something, it's political science. Oh, right. You better start working in the correspondence room, letterbox. Can't think of anything else. So let's kiss. Think about a kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Become a stronger country again, ready to be independent outside Brexit. Well, I see Nick is in a twist urgent. He's still banging on today about a second referendum this time next year. Be a laugh if we all said go, get on with it. All wind and no water. And I think that intelligentsia in Scotland, oh, they're very glad the referendum didn't go her way last time. Royal Bank of Scotland lost $7.5 billion last year. That's Scotland's biggest bank. HBOS, the Bank of Scotland, and he's still recovering from his difficulties. So it doesn't say too much for Scottish financial acumen, does it? running an independent country with oil at $55 a barrel instead of 110, and in decline, and mostly in the Shetlands. Not quite sure what her game plan is, or business plan, even if she has one. You know, just take on the challenges. And the great thing about it, Yorkshire is as ready as any county. Take advantage of leaving the EU. Farming and fisheries come to mind. And of course, the new businesses and industrial businesses are opening up all the time. Clipper is one of the bigger logistics companies in the country, based right in Leeds. I knew Steve Parkin, we're quite friendly at one time. He's building it up in a small way. He went public, shares have doubled, obviously doing a great job, and he's based in Leeds. There are plenty others too. Now, bring on Brexit as quickly as we can. Let's get on with it. And stop feeding the rest of Europe. And cut down overseas aid. Stop feeding the rest of the world. Let's start feeding our own pensions. Charity begins at home. And so does hard work.
Well, KB, as ever, always a pleasure to chat, and we'll catch up with you same time next week.
Lovely, thank you.